I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's ETF of the week time. And that means we're joined by Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. That's ETFtrends.com if you want to check it out online. And, well, the reason to check it out is not just because you can get Tom's advice there and find out what ETFs are trending in the right direction or perhaps the wrong direction. It's that the site really gives full coverage, soup to nuts, on the ETF industry, whether it's new ETFs, the developments that are going on, what's opening, what's closing, what's changing, all that kind of stuff. Again, it's ETFtrends.com. You can follow them on Twitter at ETFtrends, and Tom is on Twitter. He is at Tom Lydon. But right now, he's on Money Life. Tom, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chuck. It's great to be back.
Our ETF of the week is
the Utilities Select Sector Spider, ticker XLU.
Okay, now folks just heard us give the loser sounder.
Loser, loser, loser!
And that's not normally what we do here. So the question, I guess, is this way?
You are one pathetic loser.
Or is it more
loser is a loser?
Why is the XLU, the Select Sector Spiders Utility ETF, a loser this week?
Well, Chuck, utilities have really enjoyed the lower interest rate environment that we've seen for decades, and especially the last 5 years. If you look back in this bull market that we've seen since 2009, one of the best performing sectors with utilities, not only from an appreciation standpoint, but consistently kicked off a high yield. However, recently, we've seen a little bit of a turn in interest rates. For example, the 10-year Treasury hit a low on January 30th of 1.63%. It's now up over 2%, and that's making people fairly nervous. So one of the reasons why people go after utilities is not just it's a stable stock type of allocation, but in addition, grabbing a yield that isn't always readily available, it's not worth it at this point because you're actually seeing depreciation in utilities. And if this is just the beginning of the rising rate environment that many on Wall Street feel it is, maybe it's the beginning of the end for utilities. And as you know, Chuck, we always look at major trend lines. Utilities indexes, in specific, this ETF is just hitting its 200-day average, and you'd use that as a trigger to sell.
So it's right in sell territory. The interesting thing here is that utilities, well, they're not necessarily energy companies like you think of oil stocks and what have you, but they are related when it comes to the energy kind of businesses. And we have folks that are starting to say that with oil prices having kind of bottomed, not necessarily bottomed out, because there's no telling if they might actually just kind of hang around here or turn back and go a little bit lower, that it's maybe just getting to a spot where people can buy some of these things. You think, hey, we're going in the wrong direction. And for you, it's not just that the 200-day moving average is a sell spot, but if it were to somehow basically cross back over, have a little pop here, that wouldn't impress you?
Well, I think you're bringing up a good point. Obviously, all eyes are on energy and energy prices and the huge decline that we've seen that many Americans are benefiting from. It's nice not to have to spend as much money at the pump, and especially in the chilling weather in the Northeast, it's nice not to have to pay as much to heat your home. However, there's a bigger picture, and that's rising interest rates, and we know that this is coming. We've been talking about it, and I think you and I have been bantering back and forth for a couple years about a rising rate environment and what it can do to your portfolio, not just from a fixed income standpoint, but from an equity standpoint as well. So I think as we see these type of indicators start to pop up. Possibly lower energy prices have affected utilities to a degree, but more importantly, when you look at yields, and treasuries are the number one indicator as far as interest rates are concerned. So this is something I think we have to take very, very seriously. If to any degree, if you've been overweight utilities, at least get back to the norm, number one. But number two, you have a component in an average S&P 500 portfolio. Understand that maybe as the market's now touching on new highs again, the utility component isn't helping. So that may be something, if you're a more sophisticated investor or want to get more active in your portfolio, you may want to do something about.
This is also something where, for a lot of folks, what they would have done with this fund is have a little tilt in the direction where, hey, you can get a little bit of bounce out of utilities, so go this way. Because you got utilities in your plain vanilla growth funds and everything else. So this is really removing the tilt. Where do you put the money? Does you just kind of keep your powder dry for a little while? Do you go tilt somewhere else?
Well, I think so. And I think the average person who might be listening to us on a weekly basis may not necessarily have an overweight position in utilities by choice, but I think it's a great example to use when you see major shifts that are going around from a fundamental and a stock market standpoint, but also from an economic standpoint. We had a lot of great things going for us here in the U.S., and developed countries, emerging market countries are struggling. There are ways that we can take advantage of those opportunities. But most importantly, if we see these shifts in the U.S., we want to make sure that both from a positive standpoint and a negative standpoint, understand how that can affect our portfolios. So I'm not saying go in and short utilities at this point, because I think that that might be a fool's play for average investors. However, overweighting in utilities today probably isn't the smart move.
So it's the utilities select sector spider, the XLU. It's ETF of the week, but on a loser side of things.
Go home, you losers!
And unfortunately, well, we're not sending Tom Lydon home a loser because he's always a winner in our book. Tom, thanks so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon is the editor of ETF Trends. You can find out more information at ETFTrends.com. Follow him on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. The firm is at ETF Trends. All right, we've just gotten off to a hot start on the February 19th edition of Money Life. But with a hot start, that means we're going to live a lot more Money Life, and we'll do that right after this message.